Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 4, 78 minutes that we gotta explore. We got grieving, deceiving, drinking, thinking, a crazy standoff, and so much more. We open up on a whole bunch of sadness after the aftermath of the madness. A long forehead kiss to say goodbye, and there's a whole lot of bodies about to set on fire.
Oh, by the way, what did Dany whisper to Jorah? Did she say, "I wish I could have loved you the way you love me"? Maybe she told him that the age difference between them was too big, or maybe that she always loved that one shirt that he wore? I don't know, something to think about.
But then we cut to the party, popping bottles at the feast. Danny's getting a little jealous and Tormund is a beast. Gendry just became a lord and we get a little bored. Yeah, this party is killer, but it's really just filler.
Seriously, what's the point of this scene? Listen, don't get me wrong. It's fun to watch my favorite characters play drinking games, but where's the conflict? Also, wait up. Is that a coffee cup?
Now, Thrones characters don't often say I love you.
Like, never, ever.
But in episode 4, we get to...
I love you.
New record.
Speaking of love, we've been waiting for this. Jamie and Brienne finally kiss. Two nights in the night and they're getting real flirty. And they're taking shirts off and they're getting real dirty. Boom, now we're back to the Starks. John's about to bring the truth out of the dark. And that's just like a Stark, so ruled by the truth. It doesn't always work out, and here's the proof. Then we got Bronn in a weird scene. What's going on, Bronn? Why you so mean? Put the crossbow down, dude. You used to be best friends, now you're so rude. And this part almost made us cry. Here's a list of the people that said goodbye. Tormund, the OG Giant's Bane, had to go north back to his domain. Sam and Gilly were the next to go. John's like my dude, Sam's like my bro. And Ghost was the last to leave. We're just glad he's alive. What a relief. We've known this doggo since he was a pup. The number one pupperino. You know what's up. Oh look, two dragons in the sky. Isn't it beautiful the way they fly? Hold up, wait, what? Why? Riggle really died for real this time. The ambush in the sea really set the tone. A classic shock like the old Game of Thrones. Haven't really felt that way in a while. It blew us away but made us smile. Convenient, a sudden dip to black. Tyrion passes out and we miss the attack.
Seriously, has anyone else noticed this? Like, Tyrion always passes out in a big battle and then we just cut to the end of the battle. It happened with the Battle of Green Fork and the Whispering Wood, the Battle of Blackwater, happened with Jorah and Valyria, and now this? I mean, is this Tyrion's superpower? He just passes out and that just like ends a big battle.
Now back to Cersei, she's looking unbothered, says she's pregnant, but who's the father? But knock knock, the standoff scene between Cersei and the Dragon Queen. She's got her arrows aimed and more arrows aimed. One good shot, that's the end of the game. Come on, she's Cersei, she's friggin' insane. Why wouldn't she do that? Somebody explain. Tyrion, hold up, what are you doing? You can't die, the show will be ruined. Woo! Well, we're glad you're not dead, but Missandei is. They cut off her head. Added to the list with the dragon gone. But there's one more death, it's Happy Bronn. He used to be chill, he used to be fun. But now he's just trying to get his castle on. But enough about Bronn, he's on his own. It's time for next on Game of Thrones. Cersei's looking ready for a hell of a fight. And we're psyched that this one doesn't happen at night. The ultimate showdown and so much more. Here's a couple things that we're hoping for. Based on the scene when Tyrion's alone, it looks like they're still in Dragonstone. So hopefully they find dragon gear, because the dragon needs armor here and here. A lot more death than a Night King's return, and a fired up Dany to let it all burn. And here's a prediction for episode 5. It pains us to say it, but Jaime gon' die. Jaime gon' die. Sorry, my guy.
Suit yourself.